Did Auburn basketball just make a massive mistake? What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Barnes Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and the earth can't decide what season it's in, especially in Alabama. So
we'll get into that later.
But let's hop right into it. So did Auburn make a mistake? We are referring to them making the NIT, accepting the bid, the invitation,
as a one
whatever
seed.
You want to call it, as a one seed. We're hosting. We're the host, or I guess I don't know how it works.
It's like we host our region.
So
we host our region, and then if you like win your region, you move on or something, and then you go play somewhere else. It's weird. All I know is that the final has been in like Vegas in the past.
And that where that new tournament is now. The what is it called? The college. Yeah,
I did see that the college something tournament.
I know it's fairly new. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Is that all teams? No, wait, that's after March. So like, are the teams playing in March Madness and then going to play in that?
I don't know.
I saw that.
We're playing Tuesday night. Me and Graham will be there. So
in Neville Arena, 9 o'clock there, tip once again.
Gross. That is disgusting. That is so nasty. We're gonna have a long day Tuesday. By the way, just the more and more I think
about
it.
Lots of Auburn.
But we're hosting South Alabama, tip off at 9. What's your thoughts on this? Do you think we should have accepted it? Do you think it's good for the players? Do you think it's good for the fans, for both? Do you think it's bad? What are your thoughts?
I like it personally. I know there's so much pushback right now. About accepting this bid, but I mean, I think it's important. And Steven, as of right now, like literally, it might be happening as we talk, as we're doing this right now. He has a presser this morning. Mm-hmm. People ask, how was the player reaction to missing the tournament? And Steven said, obviously, like they were really upset and disappointed that they didn't make it. Someone asked about opt outs. He said, as of right now, no one has called him to let him know that they're not going to play. I wouldn't be shocked if we had at least one opt out.
There's one that I wish would opt out, but I'm not going to say it. But at home, you can figure it out.
Let me see if I can find the tweet that Hoke tweeted. But if I can, basically, what the premises of it was here it is. Mm. That's not it. But the premises of it was here it is. Okay, fine. Sorry. So Steven calls it the right move, while others chose a decline. He said more home games for fans, more development, and importantly, more time around the program and for players the staff wants to retain before the transfer portal opens in April. So,
yeah, that's a good point.
It just gives like I said, another home game, another environment in Neville, and really just like he said, like more time that these players get to be in Auburn, be around the fans and. Hopefully, I mean, if we can make a little run here, and then, I mean, personally, I think we should be the favorite, if not like to win. We should probably win this tournament, but
we should. Yeah. But here's my thoughts on it. I agree with the last part of what Steven said, how it helps keep the players you want to retain as far as like get experience and, play some more games, get in-game experience, like Elijah Freeman, like Kevin Overton, people like that, the people that we've talked about in the past that I think they should keep. But you have the other side of the coin, and I saw this everywhere on the comments. What makes you think this team will show up for this if they won't show up for some of the games that we should have won that would have gotten us in the NCAA tournament? That is where the line is drawn. That is where the other side of the coin is. That is how the cookie crumbles.
Where was this team for Oklahoma? Like, why didn't they show for Oklahoma?
Where's this team for Ole Miss?
What makes you think that this team's going to show up for the NIT when this actually means nothing?
Yeah, like we.
This is just a for fun tournament that people do that aren't good enough to make March Madness, which is kind of embarrassing to be a top program. I mean, I remember a couple years ago when UNC didn't make the tournament. And they declined their NIT bid, but everyone was just like saw it as an embarrassment, And so, and I'm not saying Auburn is at the level of a UNC.
No.
I mean, in recent years, Auburn is, put themselves as one of the top programs mm-hmm. in the country.
Yeah, especially for basketball. Like, I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, I'm glad we accepted it just for, again, you know, the more, you know, experience, more playing time, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you didn't make the tournament. We didn't play well down the stretch when it mattered. So why would the guys show up for a meaningless tournament? You know what I mean? And I remember I thought that there was somewhere where it helps with NIL like teams, but I don't think that's I think that's false info. I saw that somewhere and was talking with somebody about it the other day, but I think it's false info that you get a little NIL, you know, payment for participating, but I don't think that's a thing. Again, bad info, but I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50 on it. Like, I'm glad they accepted it because, you know, Notre Dame with, you know, they caught scrutiny for not accepting a bowl invite, which granted they're Notre Dame.
That is true.
You know what I mean? But yeah. It's a different sport. We had an expectation this season. I didn't think we were going to really be a contender. I thought we could make a run in the tournament, but, you know, regular season matters. And we should have the one game I think that really would have put us over the top was that buzzer beater against A&M. I think that should have counted. We win that, I think we're in. We definitely should have beat Oklahoma and Ole Miss and handled business, and we didn't. We had Tennessee on the ropes, and we let them come back and let them go into 20-0
yeah,
whatever.
I mean,
run.
We win that Tennessee game. We're getting ready to go play March. We're getting ready to go play in the March Madness game. We win that game.
It's just a shame. It really is. I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't know. You have talent on the roster. Two of them didn't want to play with each other, and the rest of them, you didn't have a leader in the locker room. And does it fall on the shoulders of Steven? Yeah, it does. But he's not out there playing. He's just the coach. At the end of the day, it comes down to Tahad taking very just odd three-pointers when we didn't need it. Like, forced, I guess you could say. And then you had Keyshawn we joked about it, I think it was the last episode, right? Where, you know, he would do the little James Harden, you know, dribble move, and then, like, he'd just pass it. I'm like, well, thanks for taking 15 seconds off the shot clock. You know what I mean? Now we have no time to run a play. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting how this plays out. I think we can win tomorrow night. I do. I'm not really worried about it.
Hope so.
Yeah, I just hope that we don't.
Okay, this is a South Alabama team that didn't make the tournament. Come on.
No.
You should.
No.
As Auburn, who was on the bubble, come on. You got to win that.
And it sucks, too, for, like,
really?
Some of the,
like you have to win the you have to win this tournament. Like, if you want to, like.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to accept this bid, go win the dang thing. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like. Yeah,
you're gonna accept this bid and then lose. Like, that looks really bad. So if you're gonna, I'm not against you taking this, but if you're gonna accept it, you better win the dang thing.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. If you don't, oof, that seed is getting hotter and hotter and hotter as it goes by.
Here's another quote from Steven in his presser. This is tweeted by Justin Hokinson. this is Steven Perlon accepting the NIT invite. He says, in quote, "I'm here to coach basketball. Our players are here to play basketball. We're here to compete. I'm not going to take my ball and go home because we didn't make the NCAA tournament. Let's go play, go hoop, and have some fun with it." I like that.
See, I like that. See, for Steven, I think this is a good thing. Overall, I just don't know. Because, like you said, to your point, it looks bad if you lay an egg and lose against. I feel like the only threat in this tournament, just looking at the bracket from what I saw, I think there's another part of the bracket that wasn't posted. I just saw the one that Auburn's in. But I think George Mason is in this tournament, and that's, like, I think the only threat.
Yale's in this tournament.
Yep. Okay.
No!
Say less.
We need our revenge.
Yeah, I was about to say we need a revenge. Tahad will hopefully pop off against Yale, but I don't know. He wasn't even on the team then, was he?
No, that was Aiden Hollis' freshman year, which we'll talk about that later. But
yeah, we'll talk about him in a minute. But you know what seat doesn't get hot? Yours when you wear Roback. That's what. Go to roback.com, use code BARN20. You see the hoodie on your screen, you can get that. Me and Graham have the navy one we've worn on here and the Barncast several times. They also have new collegiate polos. I just got the message about that right before we started recording. So go check out those officially licensed Auburn gear or any other school that you might have interest in, but I don't know why you'd be interested in any other school, because Auburn is the best school in the country. So don't at me. It is, I said what I said. Again, use code BARN20 at roback.com. for 20% off your order. And we are very thankful for Roback and their partnership with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. We are very appreciative for them. Graham, before we get into Aiden Holloway, we had weird weather last night in Alabama, especially
some thunderstorms.
Yeah. You know, so like, I'm currently, you know,
typical March, severe thunderstorms. Yeah.
It was
tornado season. No one was shocked. Like, oh yeah, it's just a line of storms moving through.
Yeah. You know,
it's not gonna be that bad.
We don't care.
A little cool after, you know, it's a cold front, so maybe a little cool weather after it, but nothing crazy. Yeah. Nothing crazy.
So I'm currently recording from Lake Martin at my parents' house. I'm in my dad's Cold War bunker, as you can tell. Last night I did not get a lick of sleep. If it isn't evident enough, because I feel like I'm slurring my words and can hardly keep my eyes open. The weather, at least in Birmingham, the wind and the thunder kept me up all night. And I was watching James Spann because they were saying there was a potential tornado threat headed towards where I live in kind of the Shelby County area in Birmingham. Graham, more so near the downtown area. If, you know, put two and two together. Yeah, Vestavia. So, last night, everyone is wide awake trying to figure out what's going on with the weather. I go to sleep finally after, I think it was like 5 a.m. I'm not even kidding.
I go to sleep around probably 3:30 or 4.
So my storm alarm kept going off, my weather radio. I unplugged it and basically I took a nap. I literally slept for like an hour and a half, right? I wake up to pack my car to go to my parents' house, right? I'm wearing shorts. I open my garage door. To my surprise, it is snowing cats and dogs. I had to go inside and change into jeans and a jacket. Me and Graham documented this experience.
I'm gonna play my video and then I'll play yours.
Yeah.
But like, guys, I didn't check the weather yesterday. I don't know if this was predicted or not. But this is just not what I was expecting. Let me play this
clip. I knew there was a cold front coming through, but not.
Oh, this. I knew it was gonna be cold, but this, I absolutely mind blown. I mean, I'll just play the clip. It still snowed for probably another 45 minutes. To an hour after that.
I could not believe
it. I took a ruler outside and I have like on my back porch or my back patio. Mm-hmm. We have a table, you know, as one does. And I got a ruler and stuck it on the table. It was an inch of snow.
That's crazy, man.
Solid inch of snow.
Such a weird weather night. It's like you're respecting the polygon 1 minute and then you turn around.
Yeah,
and
I got James Spann on my TV watching the polygon. It was 80 degrees earlier today. Like, this is a normal severe weather event. I go to sleep. Less than 5 hours later, I'm waking up to that. I was at a loss of words.
So Graham FaceTimes me and I walk back outside to record a video. And that's when it really started picking up, when the snow started picking up. The video doesn't do it justice. I'm telling you, I was catching strays from Jack Frost himself. You got the video?
Keep in mind for me also, I live on top of a mountain, so it was probably a little bit worse where I was.
Yeah, I'm in a valley. So we used to live on a hill when I was younger, but you know, I moved into a house and it's more in the valley, but it still was pretty crazy. But yeah, you got the video I sent you.
Yep, I'm about to play.
Yeah,
I feel like we just got pump faked by spring again.
I was just at a loss of words this morning.
Mother Nature literally said, you like the heat? And then Jack Frost decided to pop a squat early this morning and I guess just let us have it. I don't know.
Let me Okay, yeah. Let me take a picture real quick on my phone, and then I'll show you.
Yeah, it's gone now, this, ain't it?
This is a horrible picture because there's a screen on my, like a window screen. But you can see what's happening outside. So the other video I took was at, let's see, hold on, let me figure out what time it was taken. Okay, it was taken at 11 o'clock this morning, right? It is now 2:30 in the afternoon when we're filming this.
At the time we're recording this, yeah. Nothing.
Gone. Nada. You can't even gone. You can't even tell that it snowed. It doesn't even look like it. There's not a drop of flake of snow on the ground. Nothing. I mean, like, literally that's, nothing.
Dude, that's nuts. That Alabama bipolar weather is undefeated. You never know what you're going to get. It's either going to be 80 one day like it was yesterday, and then you wake up and it's snowing. And then the next day,
I was worried about getting out. I'm heading down to Auburn right after this, and I was worried about, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not going to be able to get down there. Like, I'm going to, the roads are going to ice, and I'm not going to be able to get over to Auburn.
I can assure you the roads are not
that's
icy.
That's not an issue. Nope.
No, I drove to Alexander City.
This morning. By Friday, it is going to be 80 degrees back outside. On Sunday, it's going to be 82. What is happening?
Guess who has two thumbs and is going to be sick? Guaranteed, because it happens every time. This guy here.
The pollen's starting to get bad.
The pollen's going to jack me up. My car. Then it going from hot to cold to back to hot, it's going to jack me up. I already know it is.
My black car is turning into a bumblebee as we speak.
Yeah, mine has little pockets of pollen on it. Yeah, the rain helped on the way over here.
Mine is a black car with a sprinkle of yellow on.
Oh, my goodness.
Pixie dust. Fairy dust just got sprinkled on my car.
Little fairy dust.
Tinkerbell flew over my car last night. Last week.
Yeah. So, the main thing that we wanted to wrap up the show with, because it was breaking news this morning, very early this morning, and then it kind of caught wind with ESPN and all the other major, you know, news networks for sports. Ain Holloway, former Auburn Tiger, current Alabama Crimson Tiger, got arrested for marijuana. For those at home that don't know what marijuana is, if you watch First Take and Stephen A., Ain Holloway couldn't stay off the weed. Couldn't stay off the weed. And he is currently, I don't know if he's still in custody or not, but
I don't know if his bail's been posted.
I think it was
$5,000.
$5,000
bond.
Which I think, I mean, honestly, with NIL, probably can pay it. No problem. But still.
Can you post your own bond or no?
I don't know. I don't have experience. I don't know.
No clue.
Yeah. I have no idea. But the situation isn't great. I don't know what that means for him. I'm sure he'll still play.
Yeah, most people think that it's
they play get what, Thursday?
Thursday or Friday, yeah.
Yeah, though, so I'm assuming he will play. Even though ESPN is reporting that his status for the game is still up in there, I think he still will play. But just something to keep an eye on. It's interesting. We thought the drama wouldn't end with Ain Holloway, and he was promised two dreams and wanted to dream about another one, so he found another way to dream about it, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I what are your thoughts on that? You think he'll play, or you think he'll be
I think he'll play. I mean, we saw the whole Brandon Miller situation unfold and he still played. So I think he'll play. I think he'll get swept under the rug pretty quickly, and Evan will kind of at least
the Oates effect.
Forget about it. Yeah.
The Oates effect.
I mean, look, I hate it for the kid. You know, I was super excited when he was at Auburn to get him. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was a really good kid. So it sucks that he has put himself in this situation, but.
Yeah, I met him in passing like once at what game was it? It was I'm gonna say it was a spring game, or some practice or something, and he was at, and I was still at the time still living in Auburn, and I just like was like, oh, Aiden Holloway, hey, nice to meet you, you know, so, and we talked for like 5 minutes in passing. Good. Very nice. Very nice. Hate it happened. Yeah. People make mistakes. Tahad isn't perfect either. He's had his own off the court drama.
We've had our own issues on our
We can't really say anything. We can't really say anything, but as far as it getting swept under the rug, Bama seems to do it better. So, I don't know.
And if we're being so honest, the same thing happened with Tahad. It happened. You know, everyone saw his mugshot, and then it just whoop.
Yeah. Under the rug. I mean, this will be old news probably by Thursday or Friday. No one will be talking about it.
It'll get brought up in the broadcast probably once, and then that's about it.
Just because it's Bama and they made the tournament, they're a four seed or five? They're four. I think they're four seed. It's going to make news just because of that. He's the, you know, point guard. It's just,
he's the second leading scorer on that team behind Phylon. So.
Yeah. Who Phylon to me, no matter what team is on the court against Bama, Phylon's the best player on the court, depending on who they're playing. So
I agree. Phylon is a phenomenal point guard.
Dude's a really freak and will pop off in the NBA. Phylon will be one of those like players in the NBA that you don't expect to pop off, and he will. Because his style of play fits perfectly with the NBA. So, again, and also, side note, while we're talking about sports, baseball got a big win over the Dominican Republic last
night. Yeah, they did.
Heck of a USA. Game.
USA. Playing tomorrow night.
Let me tell you, Team USA, we're going to be at the game. We're on a tear right now.
Oh, yeah, we will be. That game, I think it's tomorrow night, and it probably starts at like 7. We'll be, that's where it starts at 9.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so we'll get to watch a little bit of it. But, again, just a lot going on. Damn, with
baseball. Baseball got to win.
Great. Yeah, we swept. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on that. That Missouri, between those lights and their football field, if you play an 11 a.m. kickoff, it looks like they're playing on ice because the reflection is ridiculous.
What is it with Auburn sporting teams and broken lights? Do you remember 2 years ago when we were playing in a Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa and the lights were off?
Yeah,
I was at that game. I went to that game.
I remember
I drove my butt from Auburn and went to that game.
I was watching it live whenever the lights cut out and Janai still hit a three. I remember that. I'm like,
play the game.
What is going on?
Dude, I remember lights kept going on and off before the game, and then I think when we tipped, I think they were off, and they just didn't really realize it.
And well, then they completely cut off. They completely cut off after
they were like the half tip off, and then they shut off. Yeah, and everyone's like, "Oh," but man, there was a group of us Auburn fans up like pretty far up, you know. But we were all sitting together, and we were giving Bama fans crap.
I bet.
For that.
I bet
it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
I can't. We did lose that game. I can't say anything about my lights going out and power going out. So after what happened a couple of barcasts ago. So, but again,
there will be a barcast run out, by the way. Hunter and I will not be on there, but
no, we will be at the game. We will, try to send in some videos and updates.
No, Kyle will be, Auburn baseball has a massive game tomorrow too. We play Georgia Tech.
That is
number
big game.
Three.
Yeah, Georgia Tech is really good.
Number three versus number five. It's crazy.
Georgia Tech is really good, but I think based off how we played this weekend at Missouri and we swept, I like our chances with the momentum that we have.
Our bats are really hot.
The bats are hot. And if, you know, the way we play at home, I know we dropped one at home, but it happens. But I think we'll be ready to go, and Butch will have our guys ready to play some baseball against Georgia Tech.
Out of the two losses that we have this year, I've been to one of them.
Don't go. Like I'm don't go
for baseball. Even like when I go to Barron's games in Birmingham, I swear I've never been to a game that they won. I swear.
I need to go to a Barron's game in that new stadium.
I've been to the last 2 years. Like I've been to a game at least the last 2 years, and they went back to back. You know, in their championship, minor leagues do. So it's not like they were a bad team, but I swear every single Barron's game I think I've ever been to, they've lost. But hey,
dang. The last Barron's time I have been a
fantastic fireworks show, I can tell you that.
They do. The last time I've been to that stadium,
Unreal. Good.
The last time I've been to that stadium was for that dinner.
Yeah, but I said it was like 3 weeks ago.
So, yeah. But if you want to, you know, keep updated on everything Auburn, this is the place to do it. TheBarn.com. You can go to there for the message board.
Thank you, everyone, for all your get well wishes. I am feeling a lot better. My back is every day I wake up and it's feeling better. So, still a little sore when I'm sitting too long or standing too long, but we are getting better and I'm in a much greater spot than I was on Tuesday. Tuesday was rough.
Graham met me and a friend for a little March Madness Selection Sunday watch party at a local spot near my place. And he was like, yeah, I'm good. I just got a little waddle. I was like, okay, all right. All right, pull up.
But like my waddle is not as bad today. It's funny. It's just like,
you're getting better. Yeah.
I'm getting better every day. So,
but again, if you want to stay up to date on everything Auburn, subscribe to The Barn on YouTube as well. Go to the website and sign up. You can do, we got some cool message boards over there, but we also have amazing podcasts like this one, The Barn Social Hour. We have the Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, the Village Vice Podcast with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. So again, go like, subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. We play basketball tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Going to be interesting for sure. I've never been to an NIT game before, so it's something I can mark off my sports bucket list. So I'm excited.
Yeah. I've been to multiple March Madness games. Never been to an NIT game.
Yeah, I went to the one in Birmingham when we hosted, which was fun to go to. And then I've been to Minneapolis for the Final Four and saw that disaster and then saw another heartbreak in San Antonio. But they were still fun trips regardless.
So, you know my March Madness history?
Yeah.
For some reason, my family was in – this was probably in 2018 or something like that. My family was in New York City for spring break. Mm. We went to an Elite Eight game in Madison Square Garden. So cool. And it was like South Carolina versus Florida. It was so cool. So cool. It was like 2018 or something like that. 2017, 2018.
All right. Nice.
And then, so I went to that. And then I've been to Auburn in playing in Birmingham a couple years ago. That, you know, that session. And then last year was the year I went to the most. I went to round of 32 in Lexington, Kentucky. Then I went to the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight in Atlanta. And that's it.
That was electric.
I've been to five or six March Madness games.
I'm jealous you got to see Janai's cinematic moment in person.
Dude. Bro, one of the greatest crowd pops and like sports moments I've ever witnessed with my eyes.
That's one of the greatest Auburn sports moments in the past 20 years, I mean, in my opinion.
The crowd pop of him coming back in and then the crowd pop of him banging that three. Bro, I get chills thinking about that.
Cinema.
I mean, I've never... And one of my best friends is also at the game, but he wasn't sitting with me. He was like, he was on my side and like a little bit down the way. And I could see him from my seat. And that happened. We both just stood up and looked at each other and went crazy. It was so much fun.
It was absolute cinema. Absolute cinema. If you know the meme with Martin Scorsese, absolute cinema.
Someone make me a meme. I know y'all who watch this can do
it. Yes. I know specifically one person that will definitely do it.
Also, but, if you want to and feel able to, and you want to make us an intro video, feel free to give it a try. And if we like it, we might.
Yes. Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Because I know people have been wanting us to have one. So.
Yeah. People
want to make one.
Been asking.
Give it a shot and send it our way, and we'll check it out and see if we like it.
But again, like and subscribe, turn on notifications for The Barn YouTube channel. We are very thankful for everyone that subscribes. We're thankful for everyone that's active in the chat. And I don't have anything else. You got anything?
Nope.
Cool. All right. Well, as always, I'm headed that way soon too. So I will see you later.
Yes, sir.
As always, everyone have a great rest of your night. War Damn Eagle. And I will see y'all next time, or we will see you next time.
Goodbye.